Hello, I'm Claire McCormack. Here's a look at your evening news for Thursday, May 26th. Owen Sound police are looking for information after gunshots were reported on 5th Avenue East. Police say they're investigating reports of a male passenger in a vehicle firing a gun towards another vehicle overnight. They say the vehicles appeared to be traveling in tandem when the passenger in the lead vehicle leaned out of the window and fired multiple shots at the trailing vehicle. The suspect vehicle is described as a black sedan, and the other vehicle was described as a white vehicle. Police say the white vehicle stopped abruptly and left southbound, while the black one continued westbound on 10th Street East. According to police, multiple bullet casings were recovered from the road, and a parked vehicle was also hit with a stray bullet. Police are asking anyone who may have information to contact Owen Sound Police or Crime Stoppers. They're also asking anyone living along the 800 and 900 block of 5th Avenue East to check any security cameras or dash cam video they may have for any relevant footage. In the event any residents notice any damage to their property, they're also asked to contact Owen Sound Police. Grey Bruce OPP issued a lot of speeding tickets and also charged 10 people with stunt driving during their Canada Road Safety Week traffic enforcement initiative on the long weekend. Police issued 100 speeding tickets on OPP-patrolled highways in the Grey Bruce detachment area. Grey Bruce OPP say they also laid 3 careless driving charges, 3 fail to properly wear a seatbelt charges, and 1 distracted driving, as well as 8 impaired driving charges. Grey Bruce OPP Acting Staff Sergeant Daryl Porterfield says in a statement, "It's troubling to see their officers had to take 8 impaired drivers off our roads." He says those are 8 drivers who could have potentially taken lives. With 1 week to go until the Ontario election, party leaders were out on the campaign trail again today. Liberal leader Stephen Del Duca talked about home care, saying if elected, his government would ensure 400,000 more seniors get home care. On a different note, he also said Ontario Liberals will ban handguns. NDP leader Andrea Horvath was in Brampton discussing health care. She promises to end hallway medicine in Ontario and to provide home care to people in need, as well as mental health care that keeps people out of the ER. Progressive Conservative leader Doug Ford was in Mississauga today visiting small businesses. He says his is the only party with a plan to support Ontario local businesses. Ford is holding a rally tonight in Hamilton. The Climate Action Team Owen Sound and the Sustainability Project will host a Bruce Gray Owen Sound All Candidates meeting on climate change and the future of our region tonight. The meeting will be held from 7 until 9 at the Harmony Center in Owen Sound and broadcast by Rogers Gray County TV. Officials say the gunman who massacred 19 children and 2 teachers at an elementary school in Uvalde on Tuesday warned in online messages and sent minutes before the attack that he had shot his grandmother and was going to shoot up a school. Police say he used an AR-15 semi-automatic rifle. He legally bought that rifle and a second one like it just after his 18th birthday last week. Sexual assault charges have been laid against actor Kevin Spacey, according to reports by CNN and the BBC. Spacey has been charged with 4 counts of sexual assault against 3 men. The charges relate to alleged incidents in the UK from 2005 to 2013. Meanwhile, actor Ray Liotta has died. Reports say he died in his sleep while in the Dominican Republic. He was 67 years old. Ray Liotta is known for some classics, including Goodfellas and Field of Dreams. Taking a look at business news, the Toronto Stock Exchange is up 148 points to 20,532. The Dow Jones is up 516 points. Our dollar is trading at 78.29 U.S. cents, up 28 one-hundredths of a cent. And the price of oil is $114.11, up $3.78 a barrel. In sports, Canada is through to the semifinals at the World Hockey Championship in Finland after pulling off a big comeback over Sweden. Drake Batherson scored a power play in overtime to lift Canada to a 4-3 win, capping a jaw-dropping rally for the Canadians, who trailed 3-0 after 2 periods of play. In NHL playoffs, the Edmonton Oilers have the Calgary Flames on the ropes with Game 5 in the Battle of Alberta set to go tonight at the Scotiabank Saddledome. 9:30 puck drop, the Oilers hold a 3-1 series lead. Also tonight, Game 5 in the New York-Carolina second-round matchup. That series is tied 2-2. In Major League Baseball, Hyunjin Ryu gets the ball for the Toronto Blue Jays tonight in the opener of a 4-game series on the road against the LA Angels. And in NBA playoffs, it's Game 5 of the Western Conference Final between Golden State and Dallas, with the Mavericks holding a 3-1 series lead.